I, Mary MacLane, by Mary MacLane, narrated by Lynn Thompson.
Chapter 1. A Crucible of My Own Making. Today. It is the edge of a somber July night in this Butte, Montana. The sky is overcast. The nearer mountains are gray melancholy. And at this point I meet me face to face. I am Mary MacLane, of no importance to the wide, bright world, and dearly and damnably important to me. Face to face I look at me with some hatred, with despair, and with great intentness. I put me in a crucible of my own making, and set it in the flaming trivial inferno of my mind. And I assay thus. I am rare. I am, in some ways, exquisite. I am pagan within and without. I am vain and shallow and false. I am a specialized being, deeply myself. I am of woman sex, and most things that go with that, with some other points. I am dynamic but devastated, laid waste in spirit. I'm like a leopard, and I'm like a poet, and I'm like a religieuse, and I'm like an outlaw. I have a potent, weird sense of humor, a saving and demoralizing grace. I have a brain, cerebration, not powerful, but fine, and of a remarkable quality. I am scornful-tempered, and I am brave. I am slender in body, and some way fragile, and firm-fleshed and sweet. I am oddly a fool, and a strange, complex liar, and a spiritual vagabond. I am strong, individual in my falseness, wavering, faint, fanciful in my truth. I am eternally self-conscious, but sincere in it. I am ultra-modern, very old-fashioned, savagely incongruous. I am young, but not very young. I am wistful. I am infamous. In brief, I am a human being. I am presciently and analytically egotistic, with some arresting dead-feeling genius. And were I not so intensely tiredly sane, I would say that I am mad. So assayed, I begin to write this book of myself, to show to myself in detail the woman who is inside me. It may or it mayn't show also a type, a universal Eve-old woman. If it is so, it is not my purport. I sing only the ego and the individual. So does in secret each man and woman and child who breathes, but is afraid to sing it aloud. And mostly none knows it is that he does the singing. But it is the only strength of each. A bishop, serving truly and tirelessly the poor of his diocese, serves a strong vanity and ideal of the ego in himself. A starving sculptor, who lives in and for his own dreams, is an egotist equally with the bishop, and both are egotists equally with me. Egotist, not egoist, is my word. It, and not the idealized one, is the winged word. It is made of glow and gleam and splendor, that ego. I would be its votary. So I write me this book of me, my soul, my heart, my sentient body, my magic mind, their potentialities and contradictions. There is a self in each human one, which lives and has its sweet veins, some way frightful being not in depths and not in surfaces, but just beneath the skin. It is the self that keeps for oneself alone. It is the essence of soul and bones. It is the slyest, subtlest thing in human scope. It is the loneliest, tragically lonely. It is long, long isolation, beautiful, terrifying, barbarous, shameful, trivial to points of madness, ever-present, infinitely intriguing to oneself, passionately hidden, hidden forever and forever. It is my aim to write out that in the pages of this me-book, no depths save as they come up and touch that, no surfaces, save as they sink skin-deep, only the flat, unglowing, bloody self just beneath my skin. I shall fail in it, partly because my writing skill is
Sample complete. Ready to continue?